me friend, if you're an Email Templates 101 owner, be sure to log in and check out the 2024 updates and brand new templates in your course.
You'll find a new active listing seller check-in template, as well as a new offer delivery template for your sellers, plus lots of fine-tuning to the other existing templates.
Don't have Email Templates 101 yet? Grab yours now at hustlehumblypodcast.com/courses.
So it's like a beauty pageant. I'm sorry, you're just not what we're looking for today.
You're just not it. You know, you don't fit the position.
Earrings do not make dirty hair look better.
They're like, it just shows you run your business like
it's a business.
This is your career. What do they say on Airbnb when they're like a super hoster?
Super host. I think it's just super host.
Super host. I'm a super host for the open house.
Hi, y'all. Welcome to Hustle Humbly. It's Alyssa and Katie, and we are two top producing realtors in the Baton Rouge market.
We work for two different companies where we should be competitors, but we have chosen community over competition.
The goal of our podcast is to encourage you to find your own way in business.
So stop comparing yourself and start embracing your strengths.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hey, Katie.
I feel like we haven't recorded in a minute.
I know.
This is episode 242.
Oh, my.
242. And today we're going to tackle a how-to resume.
Yeah.
How to do your real estate resume. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting thing that came up during the, what was the one we just did on value?
Knowing your value.
Value proposition.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I think it was just value proposition.
Right.
But we talked about resume in that as one of the tangible items you can provide to your clients to show them who you are. And
it can go in a buyer folder. Mm-hmm. It can go on your listing appointments. I've only ever brought it on listing appointments.
Like a paper version?
Or emailed it to mm-hmm. them in the pre-listing email.
Yeah.
But now lately, as buyers are starting to interview a little bit more, I have been sending it as well.
Okay. I've always, since I had it, and I didn't have it in the beginning, but since I've had one, I've always sent it when I had that first email interaction after like I had an intake call with a buyer and I'm like, I'll send you my steps to making a purchase. Mm-hmm. I would also attach it there. Here, and before I had the resume, back at WayUp, I always had client testimonials. Mm-hmm. Maybe there were four, maybe there were 10. They were on a sheet of paper that I would put inside the folder because at some point in the beginning, I thought I couldn't have a resume or I never even thought to have one.
I was going to ask you, what is the history of you and the resume? How did this come to be?
Such a great question. Okay, so I had client testimonials.
Yes.
On a piece of paper that I printed, not fancy, but I would keep them in the, you know, in the folder. And then I'm sure I must have heard someone say this. I don't know what – I don't feel like I created this in my own head.
Was it me?
I don't know when I got like
– You don't remember like the day that you were like, I'm going to make a resume.
No. But I hope everyone else remembers this day.
Yes, that you make a resume today.
Today is the day. I don't remember, but it probably couldn't have been – so I've had my license 18 years – I was good 8 to 10 years in before I had a resume.
Yeah.
I do not think that you need to be – you can be on day zero and have a good resume.
Yes.
I truly, truly believe that. And we're actually going to walk you through the how-to do that. And then I had this really sad, boring one. Do you see it?
I see it. Wow. Black. You made that?
Yeah.
Black. You gave it to people?
I sure did. I gave this ugly black and white font only, no logo, no nothing.
It looks okay, so my history with the resume is a little bit different.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because I went to LSU, got my business degree, mm-hmm. and then got my master's in business administration. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the second I hit college, this having a resume was shoved down my throat.
You're like, I gotta
so
do
many
this.
Times.
So wait, you had this from the beginning?
Yes, I had to have a resume for like all my classes. We got graded on resumes.
Oh, and you were already in real estate.
No, well, not at first, like at LSU when I was taking my business classes, okay. But I started real estate the first year of my master's degree.
Right.
So at that point, I was sort of looking at real estate as running it like a business. Great. Like I'm taking these accounting classes and I'm mm-hmm. taking these marketing classes. And there was one class that for a grade, it was on sort of professional development, interview skills.
Okay.
For this one class, you had to go to class as if you were dressed for a job interview.
Every day?
Every day.
No thanks.
It was once a week. Thankfully, oh, well, at least it was only not a Tuesday, mm-hmm. Thursday. Yeah, okay. It was once a week. And you were graded on how you looked in class as if you were preparing for a job interview.
How was your grade on your appearance?
Well, like the first day, I thought I was okay, but they said that like the shirt was maybe, it sounds like I was wearing like a tight shirt. It was like a more fitted shirt. I can't imagine that it was like a tight shirt, right?
Like revealing.
But to them, for the point, apparently we were supposed to watch something that I didn't watch and wear based off of that. And so it just wasn't what they were looking for that day. But I think
– I'm sorry. So it's like a beauty pageant. I'm sorry. You're just not what we're looking for today.
You're just not it. You know, you don't fit the position. And maybe this is why in the beginning I wore blazers.
Right.
You know, I was young. I was 22. I looked like I was 14. I'm trying to overcome these obstacles with sellers mostly. So I'm like – overdressing, which made me feel uncomfortable, which made them feel uncomfortable. So I don't know. I was just really treating it like it was a corporate job my first 2 years or so, which I think in some ways was fine. And it wasn't totally fake. Like I do like a good blazer.
Sure. You know, it's really ironic you should bring up clothes because they're in my notes.
Oh.
Because as I showed you this ugly black and white font only, nothing showy at all resume, which is the one I started with. And again, not in the beginning, but when I started using a resume. My point is, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I was still better than 89% of agents because they don't even have one.
So what made me think of going back to college day story is when I saw your resume – this is what mine looked like in college. If I would have showed up with this,
they'd have been like, girl.
They'd be like, who are you, Elle Woods?
Right.
Like, giving it a little something extra.
Is it
also scented?
Yeah.
Is it on pink paper? Mm-hmm. They would be like, what are all these colors? And why is your face on there? Why is it cute?
Right. Are you applying for an acting position?
Yes. In college, I had to do it this way. It just had to be the facts.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
No fluff. Nothing pretty.
For the record, that works fine.
It does work fine.
Do you need your picture on it? No.
Mm-mm.
Should you probably put your picture on it now? Yeah, why not? It's easy to do.
Yeah, but I feel like when they're reviewing applicants, they can remember your face.
No, it was her. But, you know, that is kind of old school actors. Like, they show up to the audition, and they have the piece of paper, and it has their headshot on it.
Yes.
And maybe some words, their resume. But there's always a picture, and they leave it there with them, and that's how they remember who they were. Well, there's their photo. Okay, point being, started black and white. I think that's totally fine. And just here's where we get to close in my notes. Just like you don't need a flashy car or flashy clothes, you don't need flashy marketing to do your job.
Mm-mm.
Having a resume doesn't mean that you paid a graphic designer to come up with a logo and do all this other stuff and give you brand colors. It just means you have a document that tells people things about you.
Yeah.
And why they might want to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just would also like to receive some sort of award for how much I held my tongue on the whole story with the tight shirt because my inner feminist was really, really like.
Well, they picked on the boys too.
Were the boys allowed to wear tight pants?
No, I don't think. I think they would be like, your pants are too tight.
Tight clothes ever.
Like these were, they didn't want you baggy, but they wanted everything fit, like tailored sort of.
Oh, like your three-piece suit.
Yeah,
tailored to you.
It was looking back on it, I'm like, that was kind of bizarre.
This is fascinating, right? Because your appearance, in fact, shouldn't have any bearing on if you get the job.
And today is the perfect day. I have not washed my hair.
Perfect. They would be like, ma'am.
Ma'am,
no.
This is not acceptable.
Earrings do not make dirty hair look better.
Dangly earrings?
They were like, no.
Big dangly earrings were a no-no.
Hardcore.
You had to wear simple studs if you wore anything at all.
Probably couldn't expose your toes.
No exposing of the toes, needed to wear closed-toed shoes. That has stuck with me. Like, the closed, you know, I have a thing about, and I wear flip-flops all the time, but and if now, I'm going on a job interview.
But wait a minute. Now the young people are making me feel self-conscious about the toes, too. Not just the old stuffy people. The young people are like, you know, people are looking at your toes.
Why?
Like, in a...
Oh.
You know. Yeah. And I'm like, I like a flip-flop.
Yeah.
I like a sandal. It's freaking hot here.
It's funny now, like, being in podcast world, because when we did share pictures from, like, our beach photo shoot, people are like, hide your toes. Don't give those out for free.
I'm like, what the heck?
We can make money on our toes.
Anyway, coming soon. we'll tell you next week.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So anyhow, black and white works fine.
Anything,
however, you have lovely colors on yours. And here's good news, everyone. I also now have my photo and a little bit more graphic appeal, right?
I love yours.
Thank you so much. I'm going to tell you a secret.
I love your lines here. Show it to YouTube.
Here you go, YouTube. That's probably a little bit far away, but you might be able to see it.
Yeah.
And if you'd like a fancy resume like this, you too can go to the free version of Canva and look up resume templates.
Mine is also from the free version of Canva. It has not been updated style-wise in a minute, but the information is updated every January.
Love it.
What episode did we do about... Like, is it
spruce up your business?
Spruce up your business, yeah. Where we talk about you need to add sprucing up your resume. It needs to be an annual thing.
Right. I could maybe find the number later, or we'll post it. It's fine. Okay. I also, while we're on the you don't need flashy car, you don't need flashy clothes, you don't need flashy marketing. For the record, you very rarely have any hard marketing.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even what you do.
Yeah.
I've worked from extremely basic marketing. I've had maybe a little bit more elevated. I've never, like, gotten too crazy fancy. You just have to get the people the information that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, your client, no matter how pretty your resume is reading you, your attitude, and how much confidence you show up with.
Correct.
Now, do I think having a resume may increase your confidence when you show up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, super easily. Because you could spend a week making the best resume ever. I don't care how long it takes you. When you show up with it, you're going to have a little, you know, pep in your step, a little bit more like, hey, I'm a professional. Here is a professional item of value that tells you about me.
Yes.
And then, you know, it kind of does some of the work for you.
Especially when people are interviewing realtors. If you're the one that shows up with a resume, I just think it sets you apart so much. I've been told that. One time I had a seller that was interviewing agents. And so I sent them like the pre-listing email and was like, attaches my resume and this and that. And they chose me.
Okay.
And later, as we became friends, I found out they're like, oh, we didn't even read your resume. We just thought it was cool you had one.
That is a great point. It could literally be filled with gibberish and it'd be better than someone with no resume.
They're like, it just shows you run your business like
it's a business.
This is your career.
Because you're asking people to pay you thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And the least you could do is show up with a resume and look professional and not, I don't mean being a three-piece suit professional, like, but, you know, have professional behaviors.
Yes.
Okay, so you started from the beginning always with it?
Yeah.
How did you know what to put on in the beginning?
In the beginning, I really went off of the company information. Mm-hmm. Like, I work for this company, this company. I included, like, the hours of training I had to take to become a graduate of Bob Brooks School of Real Estate.
Okay.
Took the 45 post-hour licensing in New Orleans.
You obviously put your MBA on there.
Put my MBA on there, where I went to college. Any accolades, like, and then I had some company information. And then as I got so I didn't have sales that first year, not worthy enough to put on a resume.
Right.
But I was putting the designations I have received. I could do that.
Yeah.
So if I want to put on there that I'm an accredited buyer's representative, once I get that designation.
Yeah, you don't have to even, you do have to sell a house to get that designation.
Yes, yes, yes.
But there are lots of designations you can get without selling a house.
So many designations, like, anywho, there's so much that you can do outside of how many houses have I sold
right.
to put on your resume.
Okay. What do you have on your current one? Will you walk us through it?
Sure. So it starts off with experience, 2011 till the present.
Okay.
You know what's funny?
What?
I used to have to update it every year because I'd be like 2011 to 2022.
And you were like, wait a minute.
No, no, that's not right at
Just
all.
Just present.
Present. I got corrected in college.
Yeah.
So, you know, realtor, Flatter and Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Average of how many homes I've sold, that's under experience. That I was on the board of directors for the board and what year, leadership chair, what year. So just things I've done within like the realtor experience in the realtor community.
Okay, I love it. Have you ever covered any of your like listing stats on there or no?
No, only because I should probably, because here's why. I used to send this spreadsheet showing all my stats, like actual stats from MLS.
Oh,
yes.
I see.
I would just attach that with this.
Okay.
So I was like, here is a list of the top 50 agents within our marketplace. You
here
may
I
want
am.
To check and see if anybody else you're interviewing is on this list. I used to do that.
I like that real passive aggressive, like, I don't know that you're interviewing any other top 50 agents.
But now it's harder to do because everything has merged and I'm still figuring it out. But yes, I think it would be a great place to put. Now I have how many transactions I average per year, but I don't have specific listing information.
Okay. When I started with my first most basic one, I had when I was licensed, what company I was with, how long I'd been there, right? Okay. Then I had, just like you, designations or awards or whatever. So I had some like RE/MAX awards, a cooperative spirit, you know, these types of things, 100% club, whatever RE/MAX was given out.
Right? I love that.
Okay. And I had my CRS designation, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then underneath that, I would do a set of stats because the first resume I had, always client testimonials, then the resume, I only gave to sellers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was geared towards sellers. So it had listing stats built in. All right. So mm-hmm. the number of listings I sold in the previous 3 years, because I'm like, look, even though I've been in the business longer than that, I'm going to give them days on market and, list price to sold price ratio.
Yeah.
And I didn't need to go back the whole way because the market does really impact that more than you.
I would agree.
As an agent. Anywho, it at least shows that you're pricing it right. But I would say this is the last one I had that was done like that. I had my 2020 average sold price to list price, 98.5%. 2020 days on the market, 30. Then in 2019, I tell how many listings. My percentage, 98.3. 2018, 98.5. I mean, it's pretty freaking consistent.
That is very consistent.
And then, like, I would put in the days on the market, like, and days on the market is probably the one more than your list price to sold price mm-hmm. that shows the market. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
Days
sometimes it's a great house, but you're just waiting
right.
for the right person.
And sometimes you have an outlier, right? So in 2019, I had 14 days on the market. On mm-hmm. 2018, it was 31. Okay. And then I would just put the number of homes total I had sold. So not just listings, but all of them. And then my sales volume. Then I actually had my ranking, like you were giving them your, mm-hmm. I had mm-hmm. my ranking in the bottom and it would be like this number top, like in 2019, number 81, top 3% of all agents. That's
yeah.
probably the highest I ever got up there.
That's awesome.
But even when I was number 101, top 4% of all agents in the market, that's.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
If you do it percentage wise, you're way up there. I guess also my point is you can choose numbers that are true, but that frame you in a positive light,
mm-hmm.
right? So member of the number two team in the, mm-hmm. you know, area, whatever. And then I had my bio at the bottom, okay? Same bio that I had on like the websites mm-hmm. is what I used. All right, we're going to put a pin in that for a second.
When you first made this resume,
mm-hmm.
do you remember how you knew what to put on it? Did you Google it?
Some of that were questions that I had been asked in listing interviews.
Okay.
So I needed to know my days on the market or like not absorption rate, but like my list price to sold price ratio. People had asked before.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I had it, if people – whether they asked or not, I could be like, that's what this means. It means I am very conscious about how I price a home and you're going to sell within 2% of list price.
Yeah.
I have proof.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it, I'm sure I like looked up and I don't know why I picked 3 years. I felt like that was enough data.
Yeah, that's good data.
I mean, like this is enough. We don't need to go back 5, 10, what I mean. Mm-hmm. I felt like enough.
Yeah.
You know, and I still kept putting the numbers on there, even though in 2020 I had less listings than in 2019. I just put the number. I'm like, yeah, I'm not embarrassed of what the truth is.
Right.
It just is what it is. Anyhow.
Hey there. Are you looking for ways to save time and money in your business?
Email Templates 101 is the communication system you need to bring ease and efficiency to managing your transactions and clients.
Save time and avoid mistakes, all while providing a high level of service for your buyers and sellers.
In Email Templates 101, you'll get 13 downloadable buyer templates ready for your personal touches.
And 19 downloadable seller templates, plus 6 attachment checklists.
Head over to HustleHumblyPodcast.com/courses to get yours today.
What would be your recommendations for someone who, you did it when you were brand new, mm-hmm. but what if they're feeling like they just don't have anything? They don't have a designation. They have very little bit of education stuff to do, but then like, what else?
You don't have one? Get one. Do you know what that's from?
No.
It's from Toy Story.
Oh, you don't have one? Get one?
He's like, does everybody have their moving buddy? You don't have one?
Get one.
Also with experience, you could put something about hosting open houses. That's something that you can do to gain experience. Uh-huh. You have experience on phone duty within your office or some other source of things that you are doing. Like, what are you doing to work?
Okay.
Find a way to translate that into something that would fit on a resume. What do they say on Airbnb when they're like a super hoster?
Super host. I think it's just super host.
Super host? I'm a super host for the open house. You should have me.
Oh, right. Platinum diamond agent. Like, you just make up some stuff.
Yeah. I'm a super host. Super host your open house.
Oh, my God. That would be really funny. I like that. Okay. Well, I have a whole 3-day series, right, of emails called the 3-day resume. If you want it and you want to go follow the 3 days and have a resume at the end of 3 days, you can go find it on the website /courses.
Okay. HustleHumblyPodcast.com/courses.
Correct.
Okay.
But I'm going to walk y'all through. Day one is information collection. So if I'm giving you the steps to making a resume, you're feeling overwhelmed, whether you're brand new, you're a veteran, you have a resume, you just need to fix it. Step one.
Okay.
We're going to collect information. Are you ready for the information we're going to collect?
Yes.
Where do you live? I know these are going to be really hard.
Okay.
How would you describe yourself? Mm. I know. Don't fret.
Okay.
Do you have children, a spouse, pets? Like, what's in your life?
Okay.
Okay? We're just answering the questions. We're not necessarily putting them on our resume. We're just simply answering questions about ourselves.
Okay.
Okay?
Getting to know one another.
Getting to know
ourselves.
Okay. That's right. What are your hobbies? Favorite movies? TV shows? Give me one. Give me your favorite TV show.
Right now, we're both watching Suits.
Okay, but what else? You have another one?
Gilmore Girls.
Oh, I like Gilmore Girls. What's your favorite reality TV, like, never miss?
I mean, Bachelor right now.
Yeah, okay.
But I have missed it before.
What are you obsessed with?
Oh.
What are you obsessed with, Alyssa Jenkins?
Water.
Actually, it's perfect. I would put that in there. Water. Okay. And we're going to get to the point.
Love emails.
Both of those are perfect.
Okay.
What's your favorite drink to toast with?
Tea.
Okay, great. Real estate. So that first section, about you.
That was fun.
Next section, real estate. What year did you get your license?
2011.
Who issued it to you? Like this commission? Or what, like board? Like,
would you put like the Louisiana Real Estate Commission, licensed by the Louisiana Real Estate Commission? That's a good
one. Yeah, exactly. That's what I put. Licensed in 2005 by the Louisiana Real Estate Commission. Does that not sound official? Because it is.
And it looks official on there. Looks great.
Yeah. All right. So note to self. Who issued your real estate license? Who is your broker? What years were you in that office?
Okay.
Fine. Next section. So y'all may notice we're breaking these into sections. Mm-hmm. Focus. Who do you enjoy working with the most?
Katie.
Your client type.
Oh.
People in 70817, first-time buyers, people who have dogs.
Yes.
Who do you, again, we're answering the questions. We are not trying to fit all of this onto our resume. We're just simply answering questions.
Okay.
Who do you enjoy working with? What is your favorite part of the real estate process? Mm. Like, do you like staging? Do you like math? Do you like, you know, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. I like the consulting part.
Do you like looking at
helping buyers understand their numbers?
You love that. Budgeting.
Budgeting.
Okay. If you could sell consistently in one area, what would it be? Okay. So that's geography. Guess what? Done with focus. Next up, stats.
Okay.
If you have any sold homes in the last year, that's what we're using. Okay. Last year. Average days on the market for your listings, list price to sold price ratio of your listing, number of homes you have helped clients buy or sell in your career.
Okay.
Great. Next up, do you have any company or team stats you're proud of? List those here, okay? Maybe you don't have any stats, but what are you proud of at your office, stat-wise, okay? Next section, recognitions. List any awards you have received here. List any real estate designations you have earned here.
Okay.
Skills. Now, here's where it gets good for the people who are brand new. Think about anything that you are good at or skills that carry over from your previous job. Okay. So are you tech savvy? Do you love social media marketing? Are you great with customer service because you were in retail for years? Like years as a teacher and always ready to answer questions and guide clients. Like what did you do before? Or what are your current skills? Like skills previous or current? Next, education. Where did you go to real estate school? How many hours of education did you complete? Like the public doesn't know it took 120 hours of real estate school. Put it on there or 6 months or whatever you want to call it. Have you done any additional education or training? Okay. Next
section. You could even put like your continuing education and things like that.
100%. The next section is buyer-seller philosophies. What are your goals for your clients? What are you most focused on when you work with a buyer or seller? For example, my buyer philosophy is that I never want to sell a buyer a house that they can't come to me in 2 or 3 years and say, I want to sell it. I'm like, sorry.
I was going to say that.
That's a legitimate.
I told a buyer that this weekend.
I told so many buyers that because it's the truth. I'm trying to help you make a sound investment, but I also want you to feel like, I want to feel like I'm going to have no trouble selling this home in the event you decide
to move.
I don't like it.
Right.
I don't want to be here. I can't live here. I have to move. One of the D's. Yes. One of the D's has happened to me. If one of the D's happens to you, I want to feel like I can sell your house. And believe me, if it's a house that I don't feel like I can sell, I tell them that up front. I'm just like, hey, if this is your dream and this is what you want, I'm not going to stop you. But I am telling you, it is going to be difficult to resell it in the future for this reason.
Yeah. I showed a house this weekend that was so very specific. Like, it was cool to see, but who's going to really purchase it?
Tell me something about it. What made it so specific?
Upstairs, it had a structural wall made out of vinyl.
Records?
Records. Yes. But like
DJing needs some work. It's like,
oh, that was good.
Thanks.
Yes. Like you would have to remove, like someone put it this way. By the end, I thought it was cool to see, but by the end of it, I thought, this house is going to take somebody from New Orleans. From New Orleans is going to walk in this house and say, this is cool.
It had an eclectic person.
Some funky wallpaper, funky backsplash. Like it's not my taste, but it could be somebody's, you know?
Okay. All right. So again, what are your goals, buyer philosophies for your, you know, buyers and sellers? Like, what are you most focused on when you work with a buyer or seller? Okay. On sellers, I'm like, I want this to be as painless for you as possible. We want to do most of the work on the front end so you have the least amount of showings with the highest offer quickly. That is my philosophy for you. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. I'm not looking to have your listing on the market for 6 months because you didn't do the things I told you to do.
Right.
Okay. Next section, client experience. Write a few words about what it's like to work with you. What do you pride yourself on doing well for your clients? And that could be anything. You know, we always do the champagne toast and photo shoot when we close. We always do coffee runs before showings. I don't know.
Like this would be great to say, I use email templates that keep you up to date with every step of the process along the way.
Absolutely. Last section, reviews and testimonials. What are two of your favorite reviews? Okay. And I said bonus points if they're from your ideal client type. Okay. That's it. We answered all the questions. Okay. That's the questionnaire. You kind of think about yourself in reference to these questions. Now,
kind of journaling for a few days.
Basically, you may or may not have noticed that these were divided into sections. Mm-hmm. Now, that's day one, for the record. If you get 3-day resume, that is day one. You get this worksheet, you do the worksheet, okay? On day two, we write your bio, okay? So writing your bio, you have a bio probably on your office website, your social media, everywhere, right?
This episode would probably be the perfect time to update it.
Now is a great time to update your bio.
I know mine needs updating.
So your bio, basically, we're going to read. That's why we did the worksheet first. Now you remember all these things about yourself. Go pull some things for your bio. Mm-hmm. Be a human. Mm-hmm. This is the time when you're going to humanize yourself. Okay, so you're going to go through the worksheet and then you're going to craft a paragraph about yourself. Try to include something that will humanize you, like a hobby or your favorite TV show or what you like to drink or, you know, something like that.
Okay.
So you could be talking about real estate and be like, you know, when I roll up to your listing appointment, I'll have the biggest jug of water you've ever seen. Right? If we get lost in a desert, don't worry. I got you covered.
We'll be safe.
Okay. So write your bio. And that's pretty much it. Just go find the ones you've done before. Use the things about yourself. Write a bio.
Okay.
In 3-day resume, I give you a Mad Lib plug and play. Mm-hmm. So it's literally what my bio is, but the space is where you fill in.
Okay.
You know Mad Libs. Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of Mad Libs?
Me and Haven do them at night.
Do you really?
Once upon a time, there was a princess and she had a pet.
Oh, like dragon.
Yeah.
But this is true because that's what I'm doing here. Mm-hmm. True Mad Libs are just like noun.
Oh.
It'd be like she had a pet blanket.
Oh.
Right? You know what I mean? Like it's like it could be anything.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm like, she knows nouns and verbs. Impressive.
Mm-hmm. We're working on it. But yeah.
I love it. All right.
Mad Lib.
Are you ready for day three? Mm-hmm. Good news. On day three, you just make the resume. So here's what I'm going to tell you. On your resume, you have your contact info. So it's one section, experience, education, and accolades. So you have 4 sections. Mm-hmm. All right. On mine, I have an about me. So my bio paragraph. Everyone needs the bio paragraph. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
About me. Then I have recognitions, stats, focus, and real estate, and everyone pretty much needs the real estate section. Mm-hmm. It's got when you were licensed, where you work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like your where you work section. And then I have like my contact info as a regular resume would have.
Yeah.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 sections on mine. Mm-hmm. You have 4. But yours are pretty big.
Yeah, they are.
They have a lot of information. Mm-hmm. Also, mine is in a much smaller font than yours.
I was going to say that. Yours looks very nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so we went through in our worksheet about me, contact info, and real estate, the 3 required sections.
Yeah.
You already have 3 required sections, whether you've sold a house or not. Mm-hmm. Okay, done. 3 sections done. Now, then you get your optional sections. Maybe it's your focus. So on mine, I put focus on mine. Here's what it says. Home prep with a focus on staging, first-time sellers, navigating buying and selling simultaneously.
I love that.
Tell them who you focus on. It doesn't mean you can't work with someone else.
Like, you're not out there saying, if you're a first-time home buyer, come work with me. Just because you're in a phase of life right now where you love selling.
I want to work with sellers.
Yeah.
So you can buy or sell simultaneously. You could be a first-time seller. You could be a seller who wants to focus on staging. Mm-hmm. They all are here on my focus. All right. So focus, stats, recognitions, skills, education, buyer-seller philosophies or goals, client experience, and reviews or testimonials. Those are the sections that we talked through.
Yes. Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and you only need 3 more. Mm-hmm. So do you see what I'm saying? Pick the ones that make you feel the most proud. Pick the things that fit in here. You've got to keep the about me and your contact section and your real estate, right? Mm-hmm. But other than that, you have 3 sections. You can put whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't have any recognitions. Then don't put that on the resume.
Right.
Then maybe you don't have any stats. Maybe you want to put in your education. Like, I don't have education on mine.
Right.
So I think with that system, you have more options for what you want to do and what works for you.
Yeah, like a plug and play.
Exactly.
What information do I feel good about that I want to put here?
Right. So I think there's a lot of options for what you can put on there. There's more than you could ever fit. Which brings me to my next point. What are your feelings on the length of a resume?
I think yours is perfect.
I think you have to have it on one page.
Oh, yes.
There should not be a second page to this.
No, resumes are a one sheet.
So you're going to have to make some hard choices. I'm sure that an about you paragraph could take the entire page.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to just have to make it brief. Do you want me to read you my about me? All right. I'm a full-time realtor using my 18 plus years of experience to reduce my clients' stress while helping them achieve their housing goals.
Beautiful.
Okay. Finding or selling a home is a life-changing event, and I feel grateful to participate in that process with each of my clients.
Mm.
I was born and raised in Baton Rouge in the old Goodwood area. I like to like throw in like where, you know, like.
Yeah, like that's personal. This isn't copy and pasted. This is you.
I currently live in Southeast Baton Rouge and have also lived in nearby Prairieville. I'm also like, these are the places I'm an expert in.
Right.
I lived there, right? I am married and have two amazing children and a feisty corgi named Murphy. In 2019, I started a real estate podcast called Hustle Humbly, dedicated to teaching agents. I am passionate about making all things real estate better for agents and consumers. I can't get enough of staging sweet tea and warm chocolate chip cookies. I hope we get a chance to work together.
Beautiful.
Would you like to work with me?
Yeah.
Hired.
Great.
So, I mean, if someone got this and they never met me, I feel like they know something about me.
I just used my resume. I had a friend who told me her neighbor was on the fence about whether or not she was going to sell her home. So she said she wasn't quite ready to make any phone calls yet, but that I should send her a letter.
A letter.
And I was like, okay, I could do that. So I just wrote a letter. Hey, so and so.
Like in the mail?
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
It was weird. But this could also be via email, I suppose. Just so you could do it in the mail. You could mail this or you could send it in an email and just say, hey, so and so told me you're thinking about moving. I've been in real estate for this long. I've attached my resume in case you want to review it. Would be happy to meet with you for an interview. Something like that. Like you can, I feel like I use the resume a lot. Sort of in the pre-listing.
Absolutely.
When you hear of someone and you want to reach out, but you're not sure what to say, include your resume in whatever you say.
When I include it in an email, I'll do the resume. I might do my client testimonials. And then maybe if it's a buyer, I'll put the steps to buy. And I'll be like, attached are my resume, testimonials, and steps to making a purchase so you can get a feel for me and how I run my business.
Right.
That's the wording I use. Like, here you go.
Here for you.
Okay. What happened with the lady? Did she respond to your letter?
I just sent it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I love that.
But there have been so many times where I have sent it, and at least I feel like I know I did. I put myself out there. I gave the information.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think.
It's a real confidence booster, I think, to have a resume that you can share.
Absolutely. It just, also, it helps you guide a conversation. If someone starts asking you about you and your business, if you're like, oh, well, here's my resume. We can go over it real quick. You've already selected the categories that you want to talk about.
Right.
And it will help you remember instead of them putting you on the spot and being like, well, what are your stats? You could be like, oh, you know, like here's my resume.
Yes.
You know, and I think it, if you're really new and you want to have a little bit more stat, just use your office stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really not hard. Pick something that works, that resonates with you or your potential clients.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a message that said, I know in my head I'm a good agent, but if we could discuss the real estate resume that you have mentioned in the past and what to put out there to bolster our value. So that's how this kind of started.
Yeah.
I'm like, here it is.
Here you go.
Make your own. Anything
else? The
templates
online are just so great. Easy.
They're easy. They're so easy. All you need to go do is go to Canva, get a template that you like, and then listen to this episode, and you'll get, I hope, some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you going to change? What are you going to change about yours?
I'm just going to use yours.
Oh, okay. Wow, thanks.
I like your font. I like this font a lot. Like, it looks sort of diploma-y, but more modern.
Uh-huh. You know? I agree. I don't know what that font is.
It's just, it's a beautiful resume.
Thank you so much. I really worked hard on it. But I will say I didn't work hard on it until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
In fact, when I teach agent systems, I still show them my old ugly one and the new one because for
you
the
first—
You
should do a side-by-side for Instagram.
I will. I'm happy to. I'm happy to. Okay, that's really all I have on resume. I think it's your easiest way to jump ahead of your competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's so
sets
simple.
Sets you apart.
Yes. That's pretty much it.
Let's do a toast, shall we?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something about the toast, people. Hold, please. This is from Narnext. It's Stephen Raffaele Jr., and he's going to toast to Leonard Johnson, and they're both in Alexandria, Virginia. Oh. Jay said, Stefan. I'm like, no, this is Stephen.
Stefan.
It's Stephen. I hope. Anyway, let's hear from Stephen.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Hi, this is Stephen Raffaele. I'm from Alexandria, Virginia. I'm toasting Leonard Johnson, my landlord as well as client and friend. Can't thank you enough for the opportunity for being a friend for many years, the opportunity to represent you on your most recent home sale on South Overlook, as well as the opportunity to always work with you on Sanford Street. Again, I can't thank Alexander, Allison, Danny, and everybody that was a part of that project, and I'm real happy for you. Congratulations again on living now at the Landing and the opportunity to work together and continue our friendship.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Hustle Humbly podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, please go to ratethispodcast.com/hustlehumbly and leave us a review or drop a comment if you're listening on Spotify.
If you have an episode topic or someone you'd like to toast on the show, please email us at team@hustlehumblypodcast.com.
Find us on social media at Hustle Humbly Podcast. Don't forget to find all of the free resources at hustlehumblypodcast.com/resources.
See you next week.